Something that comes up very frequently is the issue of the mishtamish b'kohen. I have a friend who, when we were seniors in MTA in high school, so he was walking by the YU Beis Medrash, and a very old man came out of the Beis Medrash, and he was putting on his coat, and he was having a little bit of difficulty. So my friend went over to him to help him put on his coat, and this man stopped before my friend was able to help him, and he said to him, "Are you a Kohen?" And he said, "No, I'm not a Kohen." He said, "Oh, okay, you can help me put on my coat." So that man was Rav David Lifshitz, the Suvokal Rav's Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. He was a Rebbe in YU for many years. And he was machbid that he shouldn't, even though he was obviously an elderly Talmud Chacham, he didn't want a young Kohen to have to help him put on his coat. So this is a question in terms of how much we are utilizing Kohanim. Is it something that applies even though they're not doing the Avoda anymore? Does it apply even though they're not wearing Big Day Kahuna anymore? So this is something which is discussed by the Poskim, and in fact it does find its way into the Shulchan Aruch, specifically into the Ramah. At the end of the very long siman on Birkas Kohanim, which is siman Kuf Chav Ches, the Ramah at the very end of siman Mem Hei writes, as an aside to finish off the sieve, Asher lishtamish b'kohen, afilu bizman hazeh. You're not allowed to utilize a kohen. Even nowadays, the havi kimol behektish. It still constitutes something like me'ila behektish. Imlo mochal al kach. But he says, unless he was mochel, and this is quoted from the Hagos Mordechai. And the Hagos Mordechai over there has a little bit of a discussion about being mishtamish b'kohen. He points out that there were those who were mishtamish b'kohen, and he quotes the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which we will discuss in a second. But in the Mishnah Berurah over here, that he points out that if he's mochel, what does it mean that he's mochel? So he says in Sifkat and Kufayin Hey, aval im mochel mutter. If the kohen was mochel, then it is in fact mutter. Shekavod hakuhuna says what the whole concept of the key of the giving cover to the kohen. Nitin lahem rak lahanasam. The whole point of it was that they should be nana, so they could get the best portion and they could get the first aliyah, etc. But that was something that is a benefit for them. Lefichach biyado limchol v'litin rishos liyisrael l'shtamish bo. So he says, therefore, they have the right to be mochel. Since it was considered a hana for them, they can be mochel on it and they don't have to worry. Yesh mishomer. It quotes now in the sheet of the Taz. He has to get some positive benefit out of it if he wants to be mochel on his kavod, kigon b'schar, or if a person wants to service an adam chashuv and he enjoys the fact that he got to be a part of helping out, so that's also something that can be mochel on. Ein lo shum hana mizeh, ein yachol limchol the af al gav the kavod yuchal limchol shimush inyan shel bizayin hu v'tov lahachmer lechachila l'shtamish behem sheruyos bzuyos bevadi yelish lezar. So he quotes that it's best to be machmer lechachila, not to be mishtamish the kohen, even if he wants to do it, or even he's mochel for anything that is in any way, shape, or form disgraceful for the kohen. For sure, you should not get involved with that, and even something which he's not getting any benefit out of. So that you should avoid as well. Okay, that's the standard psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And in terms of what some of the posts can point out, there's a comment of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted in that Mordechai. I think, I don't recall the Mordechai inside, but I think what the Mordechai said was that nowadays we found that Rabbeinu Tam would allow a kohen to wash his hands or something like that. I don't remember the exact scenario over there in Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam quoted from the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim, which said, "Bizman shebigdeyim aleim kihunasam aleim." Bizman she'ein bigdeyim aleim, ein kihunasam aleim. That when they're wearing the big day kihuna, then they are kohanim, and when they're not wearing the big day kihuna, they are not kohanim. So he says, basically, there's no kiddusha of the kohen that we would say the pasuk of vikidashtam, which is the mitzvah d'oraisa to give over kiddusha to the kohen and to give the kohen first rights to certain things. That's only when they're wearing the big day kahuna, but not when they're not wearing the big day kahuna. And the way the Aruch HaShulchan, this Aruch HaShulchan is in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Ayin Aleph, So the Aruch HaShulchan understands this as saying that when they're wearing the Bigdei Kehuna, they can't really be mochel. But when they're not wearing the Bigdei Kehuna, then they have the right to be mochel on their kavod, and they can do whatever they want. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah holds, you should try to be machmir and not ask a kohen to do that. That could be, you know, if the kohen is not going to be insulted that you're not letting him help you out. I have a friend who gets very upset whenever anybody doesn't want to take his help, because he says nobody ever asks the kohen what the kohen wants. They only say, oh, I don't want to be able to hold the door for me because you're a kohen or whatever it is. So one could suggest perhaps that counts as something similar to the kohen wanted to be mishamesh and adam chashuv, even though you or I may not be an adam chashuv, but at the end of the day, it's really what the kohen wants. So that's his hanah, that he wants to help you out. It's not that you're forcing him to and he's begrudgingly accepting. He actually wants to do it, and therefore that could be considered kavod for him or hanah for him, that he really would like it if people would just treat him in a way that he could hold the door for you. But on the flip side, a kohen shouldn't be embarrassed that he has kedusha. It should be a source of great pride for him. It's a descendant of the great Aaron HaKohen. There are many things that one could be ashamed of, and that is certainly not one of them. That's a source of great pride to be a kohen, to have that kedusha, and to be able to serve Hashem in a very special way.